He does make contact with an American unit. He'll fight until the last man is gone.
Many times we fought all day and not seen one.
Pretty sly character.
The way they fight, so dirty. And they don't care how they do it. Punji sticks, anything else, believe it. Just the way they go about it, and it's so small, you can't see them, you can't find them. They run right, you right up on them for you. And when they hit you.
He knows how to use every weapon in the book. He can use anything you drop. So you gotta be real careful of him.
He can be where you least expect him, and then again, where you expect him, he won't be.
I'd say you hate him. I would. I hated him. First day Jim Gotz got hit, I hated him ever since then.
The main thing you have to worry about is getting out of those choppers, especially when a hot LZ. Getting out of those choppers, getting off the LZ.
We're going in. Chopper's gunner opens up on the tree line. Touchdown. Get out. Move out. Sometimes the LZ is quiet. But sometimes it's hot. Hot as hell. Are voices and thoughts from battle. These men know what hell is like.
It was just like one great big nightmare, but then it's reality. Men weren't just hit once, they were hit multiple times. Both arms, both legs, stomach, chest, head. Men were still saying, with three or four holes in them, Doc, I'm all right, just give me my rifle. I'll be okay. Let me hold them off. Doc, I don't want to die just laying here. Give me my rifle. I'm going to die fighting.
They were coming in so close, you could hear them whistle past you. You could see. Yeah, I was looking up, and I seen this one just cut through the leaves, maybe 3 inches from my head. I looked to my side one time, and I seen one hit the dirt no more than 3 or 4 inches from my side.
Grenade going off in front of the hole. Grenade going off in front of me. I mean, right in front of me. I looked at it go off, and I figured... For a second, I thought I was blind. Just for a second, I thought I couldn't see, but then I looked up and I was all right.
All kinds of Jesus Christ. It looked like a, I don't know if you can describe it like people say, it looked like a 4th of July. Because there was green tracers, yellow tracers, white, and all red ones.
None of us thought we'd ever get out there alive, believe me. None of us. Not a one. Rifle fire, machine gun fire, grenades, moans. Groans, gooks howling all over the place.
At first, I got scared. And then, just wanted to kill.
I can't explain it in words. Your blood gets hot. You want to shoot them, but you can't shoot enough of them.
Definitely, I was scared. That's true right there. Anybody that goes out there and stuff like that says he's not, he's crazy.
It's not that you're not scared of death, but you don't want to die. But so you just fight as hard as you can, and you're fighting so hard, you're concentrating on fighting so hard that you don't even think about death.
You couldn't feel nothing. Lay down on sticks, thorns, normally hurt to beat the band. They weren't there no more. Just trying to get down as close to that ground as you could.
I think you think about 20,000 times faster than usual. I don't know. The guy was.
Tell you the truth, though. First night, I had to pray a lot because it was the first time that I've really seen any action like that, and I was really scared.
These gooks running down there, in a way it changes your looks at them. They don't even look like humans anymore. To me, I didn't have no sorry feelings about them at all, knowing that they might get you the next minute.
The napalm was landing so close, if I'd had a couple of eggs, I could have fried them. Sky jockeys really deserve a job well done.
From where I was at, I could see him coming down, and one of them dropped a bomb so close it blew my helmet off. But I didn't care, I was still glad to see them. They were beautiful.
They're always beautiful. Ask any foot soldier. These are the voices of Marine combat correspondents with units pinned down by enemy fire. Air support is there.
We've got three F-4B Phantoms from VMFA 115 holding an airstrike now just to our front, or a few hundred meters in front of us, and they're dropping 1,000 pounders. There goes another one. That's what a 1,000 pounder sounds like, hitting just a few hundred meters to our front. Here comes the next one now, number three.
Marine jet. Exploding on the hilltop. Tremendous pour of flame. We heard the concussion. About 400 meters from where we're at right now.
He came in right on the treetops and dropped one napalm bomb right smack dab on the target. It was a beautiful run. You could almost read the insignia on that pilot's helmet. He was so low. Here he comes again, right in on the treetops again. Here he comes. He scraped and dropped two napalm. Beautiful shot. These A-4 pilots, I've talked to them at other times, and they all tell me that they love this close air support, and they certainly do a tremendous job at their work, too.
You're in the cockpit of a jet on a ground support mission. A forward air controller directs the dive bombing.
Okay, the next bomb is coming up at 6 o'clock at 200 meters. It is in the tree line.
Condol 82-1 is turning in.
Roger, 4, no drop at 0.
That last drop looked to me like it's on the east side of the road. Don't you want them on the west?
That's roger. The target is still at 9 o'clock at 100 meters, and that's the only drop I've observed so far.
82-1 is in.
And I do want them on the west side of the road.
They're pretty low on speed. 15 slow. Stand by. Left.
Another strike by Marine Dewey helicopter coming in. Right side, blasting away at the enemy.
And the war in Vietnam is the war of the helicopter. It puts you in, it supplies you, it takes you out. We're with an American unit surrounded on a hilltop, blasting a landing zone for choppers while it fights for its life. Gunnery Sergeant Carl Hillstrom is there.
Point to the fact that they're on all sides of us right now. To our left, to our right, to our front.
We're just working on a hill zone. Don't bring a chopper in yet. Let's go, engineer!
Men with chainsaws brave enemy fire to clear the landing zone.
Heavy fire continuing. We're about as low as we can get in this section. Very heavy fire to our front.
Little ricochet coming in through the treetops, whistling in like a zephyr on a railroad track.
Just keep moving in this direction. I don't know if it's desirable for you to move in this
down.
Direction.
All right, they're down here.
Who are the bad guys? Hey, Don, you have people here, right?
We're trying to evacuate our wounded. We must get a medevac chopper down. But each time one tries to come in, Viet Cong gunners open up and drive it off.
Looks like the H-34, the Marine H-34 is coming in.
Heavy fire, Charles. Left again, the Huey coming in.
The chopper tries again, its crew risking their lives. He's coming in. He's down. Our wounded are moved aboard. Take off. They make it. Mission accomplished. Again. Another day of fighting ends. It is the day which ends, never the fighting. The last aircraft of the day's missions returns to its carrier. The foot soldier digs into the soil of Vietnam for yet another night. And a platoon marching the last mile to base camp lightens its fatigue with song. Americans, you ask how these men of yours endure, how they are winning this impossible war, how they fight on, and why. Listen, Americans, listen.
In Vietnam, he fought the dirty Kong.
And in Vietnam, he fought the dirty Kong.
He fought it in the springtime and in the month of May.
He fought it in the springtime and in the month of May.
And if you ask him why the hell he fought him,
and if you ask him why the hell he fought him,
he fought him for the red, white, and blue.
He fought him for the red, white, and blue.
Number turn!
They are here in Vietnam to fight, to build, to win. And they will stay as long as their nation asks. Today they bear the dangers and the burdens of war. Tomorrow they will wear the service ribbon and the pride. And both will say, this man served his country in Vietnam.
we got fans. Ooh. Now I sweat. Very thanks, Bill. I told him I let him pass me on my left, didn't I?
Roger that. Squawk down 833, hover check complete.
JCU, please work it out.
833, on the ball.
You left, come up, dead one tower, car clear, come up, castle top. 34, Roger. And I've got tally, oh, you don't pull that point. 303, I have an AH1G on a left brake, on a 15 heading, do you have a concern?
2600.
Where your 5-minute team for today? We're down at your location.
Roger.
Boy, I don't know if they're getting in that bomb, do you? I think it's top one on the left. Yeah, I realize I can make it. I just wanted to make this trip. I sure wish we could park over there, huh?
That's 684.
Yeah, 3-7-3-4.
0-8-1,
control. 3-7-0-1, hold 1-5 minutes. Roger, hold 1-5 minutes. I'd rather not put the snake and the sperm behind you. Is it okay if I go behind the Playboy and park it?
This time.
Okay, we're 82. Okay, I'm going to go slip it behind the Playboy, is it okay?
Knowledge, over.
I was hovering over there, it's like hovering in a trash barrel.
What is that?
But, you'll see what I mean when I get over there. Castle Tower, Red Horse 267.
Red Horse 267, Castle.
Rock 267, I'm non-directional. Yep. Beacon mountain this time for landing your location. I'm unfamiliar with your area. I believe you are on the east end of the Benoit runway, is that correct?
Control the
loft, hey, we got the new white black rotor blade.
Roger, let me set up my radios on retransit.
Red Horse 267, Roger. We're on the north side of the east end of the Benoit.
I monitored all the other options we have, and there was quite a bit of traffic on all of them. Our signal officer's checking into it. We're going to try to get another one today.
Yeah, that ought about do it. He said hold 1-5, didn't he?
Roger that.
Went in Penn City then. You did call for light 15, didn't you, Teresa? 37 negative, I'm cool by myself. I'll start on the mission reports. Oh, okay, I'm ready to take off, my friend. I'll get them.
Gonna go check out morning placement? The rocket placement, whatever it was?
I don't want to run up there unless I have to. There was that's the general area the airstrike went in yesterday. I imagine if there was something there, it's in there now. Castle Tower, Dragon 773.
Dragon 773, Castle.
Castle Dragon 773, single Cobra 51st slope, sir, over departure.
Roger 773, over for North departure, wind 2360 degrees at 2 altimeter, commander 85, whatever you take,
please. 10985, and I request a takeoff prompt position in the local area.
Roger that, sir. I believe I said over for North departure.
Dragon 773 is in position for north in the 51st loop area.
Roger 773, your curve for takeoff, wind 030 degrees at 4.
773, Roger, thank you, and good morning. Out Audi, speak 23. 773, request a right brake, Castle.
Roger 773, right brake, approved.
I lost one, I reach you last place too, but I can't reach you, he's up.
As we have the emergency Z-123, approaching about a 6 mile final runway 09 right.
Roger, we're about to take it. We have an emergency going on over at Benoit.
Straight right there, close to take off 09 right.
Hey,
he's
Alpha 4,
he's on a 5 out. Yeah, I'm top 4, I have inside. Equipped the down on A09, right? Follow C130 on final. RC05, equipped the down on A09, left.
This right here is an active range. Of course, it's got a range flag like any other range, but we've overflown it on occasion. We could get shot down to it.
Big 3-2, been on hold, start of mercy progress.
There's nobody out there. Yeah, the flag is out there. We've got people in the bleachers.
Yeah, but when you just watch the tower runway, I'm going to start seeing how I look.
There's been 1 tower, 773, single helicopter cost to East 10 level.
He's down for 4, he's turning final at 4 miles out, 3 down and locked.
Apology. Clear the runway 09 right. Wind 0303 at 4 knots. Should be 3-3, that we got hold, so I'm trying to mercy off. Grab on, follow. Marker 03, clear the line. Roger, Lucky 103 is 10 miles to the west here for landing, request straight in. Lucky 103, enable to approve for straight in, go to Mosin, pull back to you. We put a right valley for runway 09, right down to about 298, over. Air control, 7201. Sabre 201, this is Sabre Control, go ahead.
Okay, this is 201, can you come up secure on this link?
Spartan Tower Dragon 773.
773 is going to go.
Spartan 773 is a single gunship you have 1 mile east of shore for landing lane time.
773 reps landing time. With the winds are calm. Correction winds are 030 degrees to 3 and the altimeter is 2990. Call show.
Roger, call show. And we're still safe on all our corrections, cold on all our
Dragon 37 is control, go ahead.
Six F-100s, I think. I've got the loads in sight, thank you.
Five, seven, three,
Spartan, 3-7, just got 1-5-8-4 out last flight. Roger. Spartan, Dragon 773, understand, clear to land lane 5.
773, roger.
Roger, thank you, I'm the guns are cold.
Roger that, then, you were going to lane 5.
That's affirmative.
A28, roger number that, then you can make a high hover lane, 5.
Boy, all the slicks are gone. This must be CA day for them or something. Zero and our boys are up.
Sorry, Charlie. Speak 2-3 down the west side of Highway 15 to bus out.
Charlie Dot Hardy, I wonder what freak he's using for them. Probably accidentally transmit guard, that's about it.
That's it.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else. They're up Sabre Control and that Victor that Tom gave us in our uniform.
Yeah, 12 F-100s and beautiful formations for that. I wonder why.
No telling. They may be taking pictures or something. I remember one day that we had a lot of formations running around and we found out from an Air Force type player they were taking publicity pictures. Boom, back, safe and sound again. Tom's already shut down. And our crew chief is right there walking over here, so we're in good shape.